Let's talk now with New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. Our conversation with Daron is brought to you by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Daron, it's Dale and Steve DiAssi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself, guys?
We're doing great, thank you. How long does it take you to get over the pain of what happened last Sunday?
It definitely lingered around for a day or two, but when you're going into a game week facing the Steelers with the explosive offense that they have, knowing that it's a game that both sides want to win, it's kind of easy to move on, because we know the longer that we stay worried about what happened against Miami, the less prepared we're going to be for this game coming up on us on Sunday.
So is that basically a team-wide philosophy, or is that filtered down from the top?
It's a team-wide philosophy, because we know it's at stake. I mean, the good thing about the regular season, you always have a game the next week, you know. So the more that you focus on the past week, the less you're prepared for the new week. And we have a new opportunity this week. We have an opportunity to go into a hostile environment to go against a team who's back against the wall as well. I mean, they lost their last three games. So they're going to be coming out firing on all cylinders, because they don't want to lose either. So it's going to just be a battle. It's going to be a battle out there for who wants to be the winner on Sunday around 7:45, 8 o'clock.
I don't know if they're the best wide receiving duo in the NFL, but they're in the top two or three with Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. What's your biggest concern when you look at those guys on film?
They're both just really dynamic. I mean, you go and watch the film where guys have, you know, tried to double Antonio Brown the home game, and then that's the game where Schuster goes crazy, you know, two touchdowns, 100-plus yards. Or you look at the game where they just try to play straight, and that's the game where Antonio Brown goes crazy and does what he's been doing for the last 6-7 years. So, I mean, it's so much that goes into how you want to play those guys, because both of them are so dynamic. They're great playmakers. They catch the ball well. But then another thing that they do well is run with the ball well. Both of them have tremendous run-after-catch plays, and we know we got to get to them, tackle them, and play competitive coverage on them, because at the end of the day, man, when you're dealing with those two and Ben Roethlisberger, we know they're going to make some plays, because I mean, they're a great offense, with great offensive coordinator, great quarterback, and great skill. So we just have to do a good job of just staying level-headed throughout the whole game and just being able to focus on what we have to focus on, and just try to play good football.
How does Roethlisberger look to you compared to years past?
He looks the same. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he has a big arm, has great touch on the ball. At times where you think you got him down, he gets out of there, scrambles around, and then finds one of his receivers down the field on a scramble play for a 60-yard touchdown. So, I mean, he's been playing well. We know what to expect from him. I mean, he's a tough guy. He's going to get the ball to his receiver. He's going to do everything in his power to make sure that his team gets a win on Sunday, and we got to do the same.
I don't imagine, no matter what the injury report says, you gave it a second of thought that he wouldn't be playing this Sunday.
Oh, not at all. I mean, that guy's a tough guy. Great competitor. Somebody who I love going against, because he's going to bring the best out of you, because you know he's going to come ready with his A game, so you got to make sure you come ready with yours. And that's not even just him in general. That's just the whole Pittsburgh Steelers organ tough task force to go in there and get a win on Heinz Field this Sunday.
Ron, your team's play, your defense in particular, has played a lot better at home. What's going on the road? The road doesn't seem to be as productive defensively for you guys.
Man, I wish if I really knew, I would do whatever I can to help and change it. But for whatever reason, it's something that we're working on. I mean, it's obviously not anybody in Pacific. I think it just has to go back to us. Just playing football the way that we coach and know how to play. I mean, I think you look at the Miami game. That first half, we struggled a bit. Really couldn't stop them. But in the fourth quarter, obviously besides, you know, the last play, we did a good job of holding them. And so we just got to make sure that we start the game that way rather than waiting all the way into the fourth quarter to play good defense.
Daron, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Have a good one, guys.